Maybe you've been in one of those situations where guests came to your house for dinner. A guest says, "Can I help?" You say, "Sure, peel the potatoes." The guest says, "Do you compost?" It's a pretty common question in our age. Whatever the answer, the city of Eugene is embarking on a program to take the composting materials away. A pilot project will start curbside pickup of food waste through the Love Food, Not Waste program. It's still a couple of months away. Stephanie Scaffa is the Waste Prevention and Green Building Analyst for the city of Eugene and our guest on The Exchange. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you here today. Eugene is the kind of place where recycling, I would think, is expected. Do residents recycle more than cities of similar size?
You know, I would say we recycle about comparably to cities of similar size, although I'm thinking of cities primarily in Oregon who tend to recycle more because we have the capability to do that. And our recycling rate for the last couple years has been consistently right around 60%, which is really great.
Okay, so 60% is that's actually well above the national average, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So when you say in Oregon we have the capability to do that, what are some of the things that make recycling easier to do in Oregon?
Well, a lot of our, we're all lucky to have the infrastructure to be able to recycle things like plastics and glass and in our particular case that we're talking about here, yard debris and food waste. When there's not the infrastructure, it makes it a lot more difficult to recycle.
Does infrastructure include markets, people to buy the stuff on the other end, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. That's a significant part of the sector.
Given the proclivity to recycle in Oregon and in Eugene as well, is there consistent pressure from the public to open up new streams, to find new avenues for people to get rid of the stuff they no longer have use for?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that we have a really conscious community in Eugene especially, and people want to know that their materials that they are recycling are actually getting recycled. And if anything, you know, staying as local as possible as well.
Where is the landfill for Eugene? What's how big and how much capacity in it, and how much stuff goes to it from the city every year?
You know, I couldn't tell you the exact size, but our landfill is operated by Lane County, and it's called Short Mountain. We currently send a lot of material there on a regular basis, and we have at least 100 years of life left in the landfill. The reason our program exists is to really figure out ways to divert material into a beneficial reuse so that we don't send as much there. So through programs like Love Food, Not Waste, we're seeing at least some level of material that's not going there anymore, which extends the life.
So talk about the work spent assembling the Love Food, Not Waste program. How long has it been going on?
Sure. We started the program in November of 2011, but there were definitely many years leading up to it. Love Food, Not Waste started as a commercial food waste collection program in Eugene, and it's a partnership between the city of Eugene, our local waste haulers, and our local commercial composting facility, and most recently, a local anaerobic digestion facility, which opened in Junction City about a year and a half ago. And through this program, we allow businesses and commercial locations in Eugene to put their food waste into a separate container that gets picked up just like on a recycling schedule and then taken to either Rexius or this anaerobic digester called Junction City Biomethane, where it's then processed and turned into either compost or energy.
Biomethane, really? So it actual gas for burning later on?
They produce biogas that actually goes back onto the grid.
Okay.
And so, yes.
So through the commercial aspect of the program that has existed so far for the last almost 5 years now, how much food waste are you sending to landfills through the program?
Well, the amount has steadily increased over the years. It continues to increase. To date, we've sent over roughly 8,000 tons to beneficial compost production or energy production, which is really significant. Rexius is able to use the compost in different soil amendment products that they sell. We also have a bagged Love Food, Not Waste compost that's available at local retailers. So we're seeing it now kind of after the fact, you know, after it's gone through its processing, people are actually able to touch it and garden with it, and that's a really exciting thing.
To see their food scraps back again?
Exactly, yeah.
Stephanie Scoff is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, waste prevention and green building analyst for the City of Eugene. We're talking about the Love Food, Not Waste program, expanding from its commercial base to a curbside pickup in limited residential zones starting this fall. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. We will carry the recycling subject into our Vents Day segment coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. So how limited is the rollout for the curbside pickup for residential customers then?
It's fairly limited. I would say, ultimately, by the time we phase in all of the areas of town that will be collected, we're looking at about 1,500 households, and we're phasing it in 4 sections. So we're starting in an area in South Eugene with about 400 or 500 households. Then we're going to phase it into North Eugene, followed by West, and then East. And the idea is starting with these small kind of chunks for 1 or 2 months at a time to kind of solidify what's working and then tweak it basically to send it on to the next neighborhood.
And so is it a rolling kind of thing then, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. The pilot will be rolled out in four phases, essentially. Mm-hmm. And with this particular program, it's different than commercial collection because what we're going to be doing is asking residents to put food waste in their current existing yard debris containers, which already get picked up on a regular basis by the garbage haulers. And so that'll be something that's new for our community, and we'll be accepting only food waste. So any type of food waste can go into the bin, but we won't be accepting any sort of packaging or paper products.
Okay, so no stuff that was stuck to the cake or the bagels or whatever. The papers go elsewhere, but you just want the food itself in there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, does this include everything? Because, you know, the food products can obviously run the gamut from everything from bonbons to steak fat, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yes, it does include everything. So one of the things we've learned from the commercial program is that we do have the capacity to be able to process things like, you know, kind of gross things like meat products and dairy products that you wouldn't want to put in your home compost in your backyard. And so through this program, it should allow residents who are maybe already doing some level of composting in their homes to offer them an outlet for recycling those materials without it being, you know, yucky in their space.
Is there anything that's completely off limits that would mess up the stream other than the packaging products you mentioned already?
No. Any food can go in. If you can eat it, you can put it in the bin.
Really? Okay. That's really interesting. So this raises the question, then. There's what keeps this stuff from getting too fragrant or maggoty or knocked over by dogs in the street or any one of a number of different unintended consequences for the food products?
Well, that's actually, so the reason we're rolling this out as a pilot is to really assess those issues because we don't know right now. We've learned some level of information from other communities that have programs like this. But what we're going to be doing is for this first neighborhood is really focusing in on monitoring the bins, ensuring that they don't get knocked over, figuring out what the best practices are to make sure that the smell level is kept down. We do recognize in warmer months there's potential for vermin, and so we really want to make sure we understand what the best practices are in terms of collection schedule and frequency. So that before any of this gets any larger, we can really hone in on what those issues might be.
So let's back up to the commercial program that's been going on for almost 5 years now. What were some of the lessons learned there that you're able to kind of take care of from square one of the residential pickup program?
Well, we have, it's different in that the commercial program is only food in this big bin that's behind various restaurants, grocery stores, office buildings. And I would say that we've learned that regular collection is hugely important. The summertime months, there's some level of smell, but it's not that different than the smell of a garbage can. And so what we've done is worked oftentimes with business owners directly to figure out if their bin needs to be collected more frequently. That will oftentimes reduce the level of smell. The garbage haulers will rinse the bin with water once the food waste is dumped into the truck after a collection, and that significantly reduces any sort of smell. So that's kind of some of the troubleshooting we've done. I feel pretty confident that when people mix food waste in with yard debris, if there's enough yard debris in the bin, there should be, that should really help to absorb any liquids and any other smells that kind of come out of the food that's being put in.
Okay, I didn't get that at the beginning. I understood that the bin was going to be used, but you're talking about putting in there with the yard debris.
Correct, yes. That's the major difference for the residential program.
Okay, so in a sense, there's some composting actually starting up before anybody comes to pick it up, potentially.
Yeah, potentially, yes.
Stephanie Scaffa, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, waste prevention and green building analyst at the City of Eugene. We're talking about the Love Food Not Waste program, which is going to begin picking up home waste in addition to its commercial program in a limited trial basis starting in the fall of this year. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with thoughts, comments, questions, or you can hold them for our Events Day segment in just a few minutes. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So when we say trial, I mean, is it possible that, the neighborhoods that, get the food waste pickup will lose it down the road? I mean, is it not something that, the city is committed to long-term necessarily?
You know, that's a good question. I'm probably not in a good enough place to say whether or not that's possible. I feel like we're rolling this out with the intention that hopefully we'll be able to do this citywide one day. But if things really don't work out in the pilot, then we would come back and reassess. For the duration of the pilot, which we anticipate being 2 years, everyone that starts in the program can stay in the program.
Now, if you're, I'm not familiar with the pickup in the city. Now, is you have to contract separately for the yard debris pickup as you do in some communities?
I believe we have a yard debris collection program that's not, it became, I don't want to say mandatory, but more commonplace because it's a very nominal charge on your trash bill. I believe it's $4 extra per quarter. And so almost every residential household has a yard debris bin already.
Okay, so that's going to be in just about every yard now. So
yeah.
So dealing with the food waste, when the residential program starts, they're going to be put the stuff in the outside bin. There's also an inside bin, I understand, as well?
Yeah, we're going to be giving participants a 2-gallon kitchen pail for their kitchen food scraps. And so we'll be distributing those to the first neighborhood starting in September.
All right, so you got the inside bin to deal with, and are there some care suggestions already in existence for how to deal with the inside bin, keeping it clean?
We recommend dumping that out every night, making sure that it remains rinsed and clean. That'll be the easiest way to ensure that, you know, reduces any sort of smell and you know, any sort of fruit fly issue.
Okay. Is this it basically sounds as easy as composting yourself. You just, instead of taking it to your compost bin, you're taking it to the yard waste bin and having somebody else pick it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there any resistance then, I wonder, from people who are thinking, hey, come on, I want to do my own composting. You don't need to do this for me.
You know, I haven't experienced any yet. Our program is really trying to track comments related to the program, and I think people recognize that if you're already home composting in your backyard or using your garbage disposal, you know, keep doing that. Those are good things. Those are really good things. This is just another option for residents in case there's, you know, bones that they want to get rid of, cheese products, bread products that they wouldn't necessarily put in their backyard bins.
Is it still kind of surprising, even to people like you who've been working with waste issues for a long time, to the kinds of things that you can throw into these food bins? I mean, the idea of throwing in like your steak fat and your chicken bones, and along with your brown heads of lettuce and stuff like that, seems a little counterintuitive, but it seems to work too.
It does. We did do quite a lot of trials of very bizarre things leading up to the commercial program in conjunction with Rexius. So, one thing that I will note is that Rexius makes sure to send their soil to a quality assurance testing location every few months to ensure that everything, there's no pathogens and all the good microbes are st- still in the soil. And so this is kind of like me as a non-science person talking. In the hot composting process, essentially what happens is all this organic matter, even if it's meat and dairy, breaks down, and they keep it at a certain temperature that all the bad pathogens get killed off in that process, and all the good microbes are able to stay in the soil.
Well, I guess it's more than luck. It's science, but it's good to know that that the bad stuff doesn't survive the process.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much money is the city of Eugene putting in to help get the Love Food Not Waste program expanded to residential pickup?
We are estimating it's going to cost around $200,000, and that includes all of our staff time associated with it.
And other cities have started similar programs. What kinds of lessons have you been able to learn from the likes of Portland that have done this already?
We've learned a lot, especially from Portland, as well as Salem area and Corvallis area and City of Seattle, so kind of cities of all different sizes. Portland had an interesting experience just in that they rolled out their program in conjunction with a mandatory every other week garbage collection, and we're not anticipating doing that. And so they were in a little bit of a different situation. Portland also allows all the cities that I've mentioned allow a certain level of paper products to be put in the compost or into this residential yard debris collection / food waste collection program. In talking to the city officials, we hear, you know, it's working, which is great. There was definitely a lot of questions that came up in the beginning, and so ensuring that there was always someone available to answer the phone is really important in terms of engaging with citizens and answering those questions that residents have. We also have talked to the compost facilities that have accepted material from these other municipalities' programs, and they have mixed feelings about paper products being included. What we've found in our Love Food Not Waste commercial program is that when we include paper products, it's oftentimes a vehicle for people get confused and think, you know, oh, well, this, you know, this coffee cup is paper, I can put it in the compost, which is not necessarily true. And so what we've tried to do, and I think the biggest thing we learned from all these other cities, is that we're trying to keep it as simple as possible. We're saying only food. Figure out what's going to work, and then assess any sort of non-compostable items that end up in there, and then address them at the end of the pilot.
The final question for you, Stephanie. The issue of markets seems to be coming up in recycling from time to time, where there simply isn't a place to send the stuff. Nobody wants to buy the material. So is that ever becoming, does that appear to be an issue at some point down the road with the food waste compost?
I am confident in saying that the food waste compost that goes to Rexius is able to be incorporated into a variety of their other soil products. And it's also allowed them to purchase fewer outside amendments to put in their soil products. And so they've assessed that they wouldn't participate in the program if there wasn't a market. And so while this is a pilot and an experiment, we're going to be measuring how much material we're actually collecting through this program. It will be put into local compost that's sold in our region, which is exciting.
Okay, so local compost, curbside pickup starting, which September is it, the first rollout?
That's right, mid-September.
Okay, Stephanie Scaffa's Waste Prevention and Green Building Analyst for the City of Eugene, focusing on the Love Food Not Waste program, which expands to curbside residential pickup in September. Stephanie, thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.